All right, this is Matt from 3 Count Thursday. We are recording another exclusive interview for the website 3countthursday.com. This week we are thrilled to be joined by Jocelyn Navarro. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. We'll jump right into it. Our first question that we ask our guests is one of those cliche wrestling questions, but just to get some background information on you, so when did you start being a fan of wrestling? Was there a specific wrestler that drew you in, or was there someone in your life that was like, you need to check this out, but like, when did the journey actually begin for you?
About 2000. So in 2000, I was like four. Me and my brother, you know, we're like super close in age. So, you know, we just watch everything together. And one day, you know, we were flipping through the channels and it landed on wrestling. And we, you know, we sat and watched it. And we were like, oh, you know, this is pretty cool. And then, you know, we would start wrestling each other and stuff. So, like, yeah, I've been a wrestling fan for a long time.
Okay, so you were into the intergender wrestling even back then, like when you first started out. So that's cool to hear.
Yeah.
So then, was there a specific wrestler that like hooked you, and when you like saw them, that like drove you to say, "I'm going to be a part of the wrestling business"?
It wasn't a specific wrestler. It was a specific match. Actually, it was the WrestleMania match between it was a TLC match between the Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian, and the Hardy Boys. When I saw that, I was like, oh man, this is so cool. I want to do this one day. So that particular match will always be, you know, the match that won my heart completely of wanting to be a wrestler.
That's awesome. So that being the match that drew you in, how excited were you with Edge making his return to the ring here recently?
Oh, it was so shocking. I was so excited. I was like, oh, this is cool. He's coming back. You know, he, a couple of years ago, he said he would never be able to wrestle again because of, you know, head issues and stuff like that. So it was awesome to see people that, you know, had to leave the sport to come back and be able to come back and do it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, you watch the match. You're like, this is awesome. I've got to do this. So what steps did you then take? Was there a school close by that stuck out to you, or did you have to do some extra research and find the right training school for you? Like, how did that process come to be?
When I moved back to Ohio to finish school, I didn't really know much about independent wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I just searched, like, I typed in, you know, in Google, like, wrestling schools in Cleveland, Ohio, and Mega Championship Wrestling in Elyria popped up. So I was like, oh, okay, you know. It's about 40 minutes away from Cleveland. So, that's not a bad drive. I'm like, whatever. I'll go train there. So, you know, I went and did the tryout, and, you know, I trained there. So, but now I train at the AIW school. So, I mean, that's actually a lot closer for me. It's about 15, 20 minutes away from where I live. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so when you first started training, was there any, like, anything from your background that you could use to help you get accustomed to wrestling, aside from, you know, like when you were doing it with your brother? But was there any sport that you were into growing up that you were like able to use something from that when you got into the ring?
I used to run track. I was really good at track and field. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, okay. So, I mean, that would help with the endurance then, I would imagine.
Yeah. But yeah, that helped a lot with a lot of the cardio drills and stuff that we used to do, because it's a lot of cardio when it comes to training and even having matches with wrestling. And as well as I also used to play soccer, so that's another thing that used to That helped me a lot. And I used to play field hockey as well. And in field hockey, you know, you can hit people with a stick and stuff like that. So that kind of helped me as well.
Right, a little bit of combat there.
Yeah.
All right, so then looking back, like, with where you are now and you look back to when you started your training, does something stand out to you as, like, man, that was really hard for me back then, and now it's, like, a breeze? Or is there something that sticks out during that training that you're like, that was the best advice or the best lesson that I got that I still carry with me?
Yeah, it's a couple of things. Like, for example, when I first started training, I couldn't do, like, a backflip or anything like that. But now I can do a backflip. So I'm just like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I learned how to do a backflip and stuff. But as far as, you know, advice, I think the best advice that I've ever gotten in wrestling is wrestling is more than, you know, actually being a wrestler. Because, like, in other sports, you know, if you're the best, you know, you constantly come out on top and you're winning or whatever. But in wrestling, like, you don't necessarily have to be the best wrestler to have a lot of traction or have a lot of, you know, good stuff to your name. You just have to be right place and right time and know people and stuff like that a lot of the time. So wrestling is not always about your talent. And I think that's the thing that I've taken with me for a while. Like, just don't get upset that somebody is getting ahead for something, even though you're probably more talented than they are. Just got to play the game the right way.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so you get through training. You're finally ready for your first match. So when you had that first match, did you feel like 100% like, I'm ready for this? Or was it kind of a situation you were like, I need to have my first match, so I need to get it out of the way?
Oh, I had my first match like 3 months into training. I felt like I was ready. I was so excited. And my first, like, singles match ever was against Zoe Sky, which was, like, perfect. Like, she's incredible. She's amazing. She's been everywhere. And she's really patient and stuff like that. And we got through it pretty good. Like, it was good. She was happy with it. I was happy with it. I'll remember it forever because it was at this thing called Colossal Con that takes place at a water park called Kalahari. So it was like 1,000 people there. So that was the added pressure, but I was ready for it. I was excited. So I was nervous, obviously, but yeah.
Right. So in that 1,000-person crowd, did you have some people there for you, or for that first match were you like, let me do my thing and then I'll invite you guys to the next one?
None of my family was there. They actually usually come to a lot of the closer shows, but they weren't there in particular. They had, like, stuff to do, like, with work and stuff. So they weren't there that day, which was cool because, you know, we were acting a fool during the whole day. And I didn't want to hear my parents' mouth about anything. But my peers were, like, super supportive about it, you know. So, yeah.
Did you end up winning?
Did I win? No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, she beat me.
All right, so in terms of, like you said, your family goes to the ones that are closer, and I'm on the East Coast, so Pennsylvania has a ton of wrestling available, New York, Ohio, Jersey. There's just a ton of companies throughout those states, so as I'm sure you're well aware. So do you see there being that many companies as, like, a good thing just because there's so many opportunities, or do you sometimes wish there was a little less so you could build more storylines, get more, like, rivalry set like you see on the main rosters in the bigger companies?
I think it's good to have a lot of companies out here, just like you said, for people to have more opportunities to get their name across, you know, the states and stuff. But I don't like when it's like a smaller city and it's like a bunch of promotions in that city. Like, if it's like Chicago, then that's different because Chicago is like a big city. But if it's, yeah, like I said, if it's like a smaller city, it's like there's no need for it to be like 8 promotions in one city. I think they should like space it out a little bit. Yeah. But I think, you know, I mean, well, you know, competition is good, but like, don't water down the area either.
For sure. Yeah, there needs to be a good balance. Like, our closest cities are either Baltimore or Philly. So I think they do well in terms of the number of companies isn't a ton. So, you know, they kind of share their weekends. But, like, the city I live in, which is York, has maybe 2 companies that go, like, once a month. So it's not a ton. But I think if there was more than that in York, Pennsylvania, myself as a wrestling fan, I'd get tired of it. So I assume that as a wrestler, you probably would feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so now that you've been doing it for some time, you know, the match that drew you in, the ladder match, is there a style of match that you have wanted to compete in to this point that you haven't? Like, obviously, the ladder match would probably be one that, you know, would be on your list, but is there anything that you've done that you want to do again, or is there anything that you're, like, just not ready for, like the death match style stuff?
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say this right now. I will never, ever, ever do a death match.
Okay.
I can watch them. Like, uh-huh. I'll watch them, you know. But death match, oh, no. Mm-mm. Like, I'm scared of like, glass and stuff. I'm good on that. But,
yeah,
but like,
I hear you.
I did a fans bring the weapons match though in December, and I wouldn't mind doing that again. Actually, I did a TLC match a couple of years ago. I would do that again. I don't know. I can't really think of too many that I would really want to do. I mean, like, I'll do whatever, but as long as it's not like a death match or like something with fire.
Right. That's fair. So when the fans brought the weapon, what was the most creative weapon that a fan brought for you to use?
Oh man. A fan brought a lightsaber with bottle caps glued to it. That was pretty interesting. It hurt a lot.
I would bet, yeah.
It hurt a lot. It was some pretty interesting weapons in there. Like, we had, like, a boom box, you know, like, stuff like that. But that lightsaber with the vital caps, that took the cake right there. I was like, oh, okay. It left, like, indents in the skin and stuff. I was like, this is cool.
As close as you want to get to that death match then.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So then another question we like to ask, you know, now that you've been in the industry for a while, does anything stand out to you as like, this is my favorite part, you know, designing ring gear or like picking your entrance song, maybe a feud you had, or, you know, what stands out to you as like, this is what I love the most about being a wrestler?
Honestly, it's being a heel, and being a heel for me is so fun because I'm extremely good at it. Like, I can get the crowd to hate me within 10 seconds of being out there. Like, I've gotten so good at being a heel. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, when I'm a heel, I just, like, you know, you do your job, whatever, but I'm going to get the crowd to hate you anyway. But, you know, you still do your job. I'm going to get them to hate you. They're going to be behind you. But I really, truly enjoy being a heel. I can be a face, but being a heel is, like, that's my bread and butter right there.
Gotcha. So do you find that, I mean, it certainly, from everyone we've talked to, it sounds like it's definitely more fun to be the heel. But do you find it a little harder to be the heel too, just because you have to find that line of like, I want these people to hate me, but I also want them to enjoy what I'm doing here too.
No, actually, for me, it's harder to be the face.
Okay.
Because I'm like a natural. I'm a natural heel, so it's like I played a little chicken heel thing a lot. So the crowd, they easily get behind hating me, or you know, I threaten the kids and stuff. Like this past Sunday, I told somebody that I beat their baby up, and like they loved it. Like they were all booing me and stuff. Like I'm fine with the crowd hating me and whatnot. Like, but as a face, like it was really weird when I started working face more, because I'm like, wow, they're cheering for me. They like me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes during the match, I would revert back to my heel ways, and I'm like, damn it, I gotta be a face, you know.
For sure, yeah. I imagine that would be tough to have to flip that switch every now and again.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it's fine. Like, I'm okay with everybody hating me. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we as Three Count Thursday will be getting to see you relatively soon. You are going to be at the Stan Styles Intergender Bonanza. So he just has you kind of on the card now, leaving us in mystery of what's going to happen. So I'm not going to have you spoil that or anything. But Stan's done this a few times now. He's really plugging intergender wrestling, and we kind of like hinted at that earlier in your interview here with, you know, you starting out wrestling with your brother. But a lot of the times when we interview our female guests, they've had the experience where if they weren't willing to do intergender wrestling, most of the time that meant they were not on the card. Have you found that to be the case with any of the promotions you worked with, or have you always just had that opportunity to do a straight female versus female if you wanted to?
I've never had a problem to where it's like, oh, if you don't wrestle a guy, you know, you won't be on the card. But I honestly actually prefer to wrestle guys. And I don't, maybe it's because, you know, I grew up with my brother and we used to wrestle and fight all the time. But I prefer the intergender wrestling. They hit harder. The guys are like, most of the time, they have no regard for their own lives. They're willing to die out there. And I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Right,
they just
for
like,
sure.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, go ahead, kill me. Do what you want. And I'm just like, oh, all right. That's all right. But women, they're more smart about what they're doing out there. The guys are a lot more reckless. So I'm like, hey, you know, I prefer to wrestle the guys. But, yeah, I've never had an issue of, like, oh, you know, if you don't wrestle this guy, you know, you won't be on the card. It's, I don't think it's ever really been a problem for me, actually.
Okay. All right, so then with the intergender thing, like I said, Stan's been doing this a few times, and he's a big proponent for it. So you being someone who prefers the intergender style, like, how far do you think we are from seeing that up at the main level of WWE? Like, it was kind of teased a while ago with the whole Dean Ambrose and Nia thing. And then, of course, on Impact, Tessa Blanchard had her huge moment at their pay-per-view. So do you think we're getting close, or do you think it's always just going to be one of those things that WWE shies away from for whatever reason?
I'm hoping that we get close. Like, I'm hoping that it's almost there. Like, WWE might as well just, you know, let the women wrestle the guys. I think there's so many good male-female matches in wrestling in WWE and NXT that could happen. And WWE just needs to – and I think they're not doing it because they're, I think, still PG. But they need to let it go and just – let them all wrestle each other. They can, you know, tell the same stories, and it can be the same and very entertaining. They just need to get the stick out their butt and let it happen.
I 100% agree. 100%. So then, in terms of like the like the way you were announced for the Intergender Bonanza, we just know that you will be appearing. So, going through your social media, that you're on the flyers, and it's just Jocelyn will be in action. So, I don't want to like pull the curtain back too much here, but for you to prep, like, is it tough for you to like not know sometimes until you get to the show who you're going to be up against, or is it just kind of the mindset like I'm going to just go and do my thing? Obviously,
it's a mixture of both. Actually, I like to know ahead of time like who I'm wrestling, because I like to cut promos and I like to watch. If I don't know who I'm wrestling, like if I don't know this person, like I like to like search them on YouTube and see the stuff that they do. So, like, if I don't know anything, I'm just like, I'm wrestling a ghost. I guess whatever. So, it's like, I don't know. I'm prepared for anything, because anything can happen in wrestling. Mm-hmm. But I would prefer to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Fair enough. All right, so with where you've come since that debut match with Zoe to now, and then, you know, the next finishing out 2020 and beyond, have you set any goals for yourself in terms of, like, I want to do this by the end of the year, or I really want to hit this in the next 3 years? But do you have, like, a list of things that you're at least trying to knock off the list by either the end of the year or within the next three?
Yes, a couple goals is to get to Japan and wrestle, go out to, like, California and stuff to wrestle. Before this year, I was like, California, that'll be okay. But I was on a show with Seth Afatu recently, and he was telling me how hot women's wrestling in California and the Las Vegas area is, and he's telling me I should get out there. So, I did a lot of digging and stuff. I was like, he's right. So I'm going to kind of get out there. I would like to get down to Texas, maybe even Mexico. Like, I got a lot of stuff that I would like to do. I would like to go, like, to my home countries and wrestle as well. That would be cool.
Okay. Like, do you know, like, how big is the wrestling scene down in your home country? Like, most of my family's from Mexico, so I know what that wrestling scene is like. But do you know, like, going back there, what, like, how the crowds are? Like, 'cause every country seems to have a different style of wrestling fan there. Mm-hmm. Like, Mexico is just crazy. Japan, it's like the polite slow clapping, but still just the love of the sport. So, like, do you know, like, what atmosphere you would be expecting if you went down and wrestled there?
With the Jamaica, I'm not sure. I've been contacted about coming to Jamaica and wrestle, but I'm not sure exactly how the crowd is. They said the crowds like wrestling down there, but I feel like I want to, like, research it myself and see, like, what's up. And then as far as, like, the Dominican Republic, I've heard that the fans is really hot down there for wrestling, and they want more wrestling down there. So I would like to definitely get down there and, put on for my country, in front of my country. That would be something great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So that kind of is a good segue for the next question in terms of, like, showing that pride and everything. Black History Month is upon us. So with you being in wrestling, how important is it to you to be able to, like, be a part of the industry, maybe inspire others who want to follow in your path? And then are there ways where you've incorporated, like, your heritage into your wrestling in some form?
Well, it's not a lot of black female wrestlers in Ohio. I want to say it's only, like, three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, when I go to certain shows in certain areas, A lot of the black girls and stuff come and talk to me and say, you know, oh, it's so cool. You know, we don't get to see black girls often with wrestling. And a lot of them say that they're inspired by some of the posts that I make. Like some mm-hmm. of my posts on social media is crazy. And then the other ones, you know, it depends on which post you see.
Right.
But, you know, they say that they're inspired to, you know, go after whatever it is that they want to go after, whether it's wrestling or, you know, anything else, because, you know, whatever you inspire somebody to do in their life, that's, you know, that's what they're inspired by. But I just feel like if I can inspire one person, like, everywhere I go, then I feel like, you know, I'm doing my job as a black woman in the business. And then, what was the second part of your question?
Just ways that you've kind of taken, is there anything that you've taken from your culture and used that in your wrestling, be it like just a subtle nod in the ring gear or cutting a promo, but is there anything that you've kind of taken and used in who you are as a wrestler?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I used to come out with my Jamaican flag. I'm going to start coming out with it again. I think I'm going to get Jamaica and Dominican inspired gear this year because they're both my heritage, and I want people to. It's not. I feel like it's not enough Caribbean wrestlers out there. So, like, getting the gear, you know, we all identify each other. Like, hey, you know, you're from this place. You're from this place. But like, even though you know, I'm black or whatever. I'm a black wrestler, but like, I'm not like I wasn't born in America. So like, I like to make sure everybody know that, yes, I still rep my country. Like when I come out, you know, they say I'm from the Caribbean and stuff like that. And some of my theme songs reflect my culture. Rather it's something from Jamaica or something from Dominican Republic, I try to put a little something in there. Sometimes when I'm a heel, I say like stuff in Spanish or whatever. So it's like, you know, I try to here and there, I try to put it into my work that, yeah, this is my culture and I'm going to kick your ass in the name of my culture. So, yeah.
Okay. I like it. Okay. All right. So then, towards we're kind of getting close to the end here, but we always throw in the lightning round of questions. So I have 12 of them, just rapid fire answer as quickly as you can. But first one, do you prefer Disney or DreamWorks?
Oh, Disney. I love Disney. Oh, my God. I love Disney.
Xbox, PlayStation, or Wii?
Ooh, Xbox. I have an Xbox One. Xbox all day.
All right. I'll have to find your gamer tag then. So does pineapple go on pizza?
Absolutely not. No. I hate pineapple.
You're actually the first person to ever say no. Everyone kind of does the PC like, oh, if you like it, but I appreciate the full force no from you there.
I love pizza. I'm a pizza connoisseur, and I'm just like, no, pineapple does not go on pizza. I will fight anybody about this.
All right, Marvel or DC Comics?
Ooh, Marvel.
All right, favorite color that you've dyed your hair so far?
Oh, interesting question. I've dyed a lot of colors. I did like this little galaxy hair color. Is actually the color in my promo picture for the Stan Styles thing. It's like purple, light blue, and dark blue. I think that's been my favorite one.
Okay. Maybe. All right. Favorite sport to watch aside from wrestling?
Football. American football. Football is my favorite sport. Like that's number one for me.
All right. So you kind of talked about some countries you'd love to visit in terms of Japan, Mexico, but is there one that stands out as where you would want to go the most?
For wrestling or just to go?
Both. Let's go both.
Okay. Just to go, like, I love traveling. I've traveled a lot in my whole life, but my favorite, like the place that's like number one on my list right now would be Fiji. I want to go to Fiji so bad. It's so beautiful. I love it. I'm going to go one day. And then as far as for wrestling number one for me would definitely still be Japan. Like, I want to get there really bad. I don't like Japanese food, but I want to wrestle in Japan.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so you have an 8-hour drive ahead of you. You need to get to a show. You're coming from Ohio, I don't know, 8 hours, somewhere in the Carolinas. So who do you want sitting shotgun with you for that road trip?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I don't know. Probably somebody I've trained with. Well, they wouldn't even be sitting shotgun. I would be sitting shotgun. They'll be driving. I'm the GPS / DJ. I drive. I'm like the last resort driver.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. But yeah, but somebody that I've trained with.
Okay. Favorite city that you have wrestled in?
Probably Chicago.
Yeah, they do have some fun crowds out there. Style of music that is on your workout playlist the most?
Oh, man. I have a wide variety of music on my workout playlist. I really like working out to soca music. That's it's a Caribbean style, you know, type music. It's like fast-paced, really hype. It gets me going. Especially like to push through those last like 10 minutes of cardio gets me there.
All right, I'll have to check that out. All right, favorite holiday?
Does my birthday count?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, either my birthday or either the Jamaican or the Dominican Independence Day.
Okay, love it. And then last question in the lightning round, your favorite and your least favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, yes. I love candy. My favorite Halloween candy is either Kit Kat bars or Reese's Cups, and my least favorite candy is the candy corn. I hate candy corn. I don't know why it's a thing. I don't know why people pass it out. I hate it.
It is the absolute worst. Three Count Thursday does not endorse any type of candy corn, so I love that was your least favorite type of candy. All right.
Candy
so
corn is horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't even classify as candy. It's just trash.
Thank you. Then
our other cliche wrestling podcast question here, I'm sure you've gotten it before, so what would be your dream match? You can pick your opponent. It can be someone current. It can be someone retired or no longer with us. And then the little spin that we put onto it is, do you have a style of match that you want to face this person or persons? And do you have a venue that you want to pick? So if you want to wrestle Eddie Guerrero in a Fans Bring the Weapons match at Madison Square Garden, so be it. But what would be your dream match?
It would definitely be against Eddie Guerrero, but like a comedy type match because he seemed like he was really funny, and I'm really goofy, so I feel like that would be the perfect match. And then I don't know, like probably either in a big stadium something or like the Tokyo Dome or something. Man, I could do Madison Square Garden too, but somewhere like freaking huge, because I want to be like a dictator, so I want everybody to watch me.
Right. Okay.
Somewhere huge, but yeah, that would be dope. I want to wrestle like Naomi too.
Okay, feel the glow. You guys could have, like, the hairstyle thing going, too, and just, like, compete in who rocked it the best. All right, so then before we let you go then for the night, we always kind of like to let the guest have the floor. So if there's – I mean, we talked about Stan's thing, but You have a lot of stuff on Facebook, so go ahead and plug any upcoming shows where fans can go see you. Plug your social media, any merchandise, anything that I may have forgotten that you want to add, but the floor is yours.
All right. You all can follow me on Facebook at Jocelyn Navarro, on Instagram at Jocelyn_Navarro, on Twitter at Joss_E_Navarro. You can see me, if you're in the Midwest area, you can see me this Friday at Horror Slam in Lincoln Park, Michigan, Saturday at IWA in Jeffersonville, Indiana, Sunday for Mega Championship Wrestling in Cleveland, Ohio at a tattoo convention. We also got a lot of other good shows running around here. AIW is running their show Saturday in Akron. I got a lot of shows coming up. I share them on my page and stuff. I'll also be down in Tampa during the WrestleMania week. So if you see me, say hi. I'm probably going to be somewhere being goofy. Say hi, talk to me. Don't be shy. So, I got all that going on, yeah.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll be sure to share all your social media stuff as well, but thank you again for joining us here. We look forward to seeing you at the Intergender Bonanza as well as anything else we can catch you at, but again, appreciate you taking the time to be on here with us.
All right, thank you.